What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rowdy Alternative. Today we have Hang Your Hate. How are you guys doing? Right on. I guess right off the bat, we should just start with introducing your guys one by one. So go ahead, whoever wants to go first.
Hi, my name is Luke. I play lead guitar.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I play bass.
I'm Ryan. I play rhythm guitar and do some backup vocals.
I'm Brent, and I play drums.
And my name is Garrett, and I sing.
Right on. Well, good to meet you guys. I've been looking forward to this. I know I just hit you up kind of recently, but I've been really digging your guys' stuff, so I've been looking forward to it. So I guess to start off, what have you guys been up to lately? Like busy in the studio, shows? Just give us kind of like an idea what you guys have been up to.
Okay, so about 3 weeks ago, we just were in the studio for 2 weeks, and we finally finished 5 new songs, and that's gonna round out an album. So basically what we're doing right now is in the process of listening to all these songs, making sure we want to fine tune everything that we want to change. And yeah, then it's on to mixing and mastering. And we don't really have actually it's right behind you. I guess we're going to try to drop an album in March, but since we're an independent band, things could probably change. But yeah, that's our goal right now is March of 2026, a new album, and it doesn't have a name yet.
Hell yeah. We'll hit on more of that later on too. But just so people could get to know you guys, in a nutshell, I know there's 5 of you here, but like if you guys could get us a story in a nutshell of how you guys came to be, like formed, and you guys from Missouri?
Yes.
Okay, right on. So how'd you guys kind of get together and all that?
Yeah, so basically me, Ryan, and Brent had played throughout middle school and high school together. And then, you know, once you graduate, everyone, you know, kind of split off. But we, you know, I found Dylan and everybody kind of together found Garrett kind of piece by piece. And then kind of us three came back together. And then we're like, let's, you know, start piecing all this together. And Hang Your Hate kind of was born from that for sure. Just kind of over time, meeting guys and then just playing more music together. And we ended up with us five, yeah.
Right on. So, like, did you guys, I assume, like how every band is for the most part, they all have their own inspirations, what they like growing up, what they like to play. Was that the same in your guys' case? And, like, when you guys finally all came together, the five of you, was it easy to gel and really, like, make the Hang Your Hate sound, like, happen?
Yeah, for sure. We all actually have quite a diverse list of bands that are like influences to us, which makes it super interesting. But we can all get down with like the hard rock and the metal for sure in some way. But like Dylan, he's a prog guy and likes a lot of jazz and stuff, bass player, you know. Garrett likes a lot of hardcore music and the punk and stuff, which we all kind of do too. But like my favorite's like hard rock and butt rock, and these two are like thrash metal guys growing up. And so, but we all like a lot of the same stuff and a lot of very different stuff too. And I think that gives us an interesting melting pot for the same.
For sure. That's a hell of a mix there. Did you say butt rock?
I think so.
Okay. No, that's amazing. I love butt rock too. But, and I was curious because you hear about different music scenes. You hear about like Nashville, there's Atlanta, New York, there's a whole bunch of different scenes. And I'm curious to the Missouri aspect of it that you guys found yourself in, at least at first when you guys formed, what was that like? Like, what was the scene like in Missouri and like where you guys are? Like, how's the community and culture?
We were a sort of out of COVID band, and we are primarily out of Columbia, Missouri, which is like where Mizzou College is. But that was like, there was a scene of music through COVID, and that made like a very tight-knit group, like a tight crowd that was like, okay, let's do this local music thing. And then from there, we were a part of like a really big come-up that is a pretty good music scene now.
Yeah,
like, for sure. We've watched it grow probably from 2022 when we started to now is like, I mean, it's, you know, you're getting several night a week shows, and like it's a busy town when it comes to music now. So it was fun to like watch it grow, and it's definitely continuing to grow. Like we're getting big acts back that we haven't seen in years and years and years. So it's good here. It's fun.
Yeah, and you say coming out of COVID, like, did you guys find yourself, since obviously, like, shows were very limited during COVID, yeah, no shit, but, like, when you were coming out of COVID and, like, hitting the ground running, did you find it hard with, when it came to, like, building up that live community, I guess, in your area, or was it on, like, the flip side of the coin to where, like, people were just craving live music?
Crazy.
People were excited to do things again.
It was a blessing for us because, like, we all had other bands before this Hang Your Hate project, and, like, COVID happened, and everything kind of went, you know, ground to a halt, and then all of our other bands kind of just went by the wayside, and we came together to form this, and then, like, out of COVID, you know, people were hungry for live music, and it really helped us get a start here in Columbia for sure, I think.
Yeah, nice. And like, when I... moving on, like we were talking about like your guys' like styles and influences like gelling together and stuff, and in the metal community, the rock community, there's a million subgenres, right? That I know I can't keep up with it. So I guess how would you guys describe your sound or your style, anything like that?
Hey, let's pull out our new business card.
Yes.
We have a new like name. If you want to call it that,
okay, just tell them the name.
Yeah.
And on our business card, we have hardcore adjacent is what we've been. We're not afraid of cliches. Trying to make it cool around, right?
Yeah, for sure. And like when it. When that's the one thing I've noticed too. It's like it's very what I've listened to from you guys. It's like melodic in the right places, and in the other end, like you said, it is like rock, like heavy when it's supposed to be. It's melodic when it's supposed to be. And me being a person who doesn't write songs and doesn't know how to write songs, how do you? This might be a very broad question, so bear with me. But how do you build on where you want to put the melodic part of a song versus like, all right, we're doing some like hardcore vocals here. Like, is it natural, I guess? Is it something that just comes natural, or do you have to really look into it and space it out that way?
A lot of trial and error, especially with parts and riffs going together. Making the song without vocals is a lot of trial and error. And then vocals is really just like, you know, if it's working, it's working. Doing what you're doing. There's a lot of, the studio especially teaches you a lot of like give and take, and you got to like let things loose, or you got to pull things back. But a lot of times it's like we'll have a good enough structure going in that it just gets refined, and then we're like, Garrett, go blow our minds. And
yeah, right on. And like just like talking to you guys now, and like obviously like being in a band versus like, you know, being a solo artist with session musicians, stuff like that, like being in a band and having that element of all you guys in this one thing together in the studio, on stage, everything like that, I feel like there's like, that's definitely, I think most people could agree, like the best culture you could have in the studio. And it sounds like you kind of answered it there, but like, is it really like everybody at the helm? Is there like, sometimes you're like, all right, this guy's going to take charge now, or that guy's going to take charge now. What's the dynamic like when you're in the studio?
Oh, it's a shit sandwich. We're all taking bites and saying, kids. Everyone's at the fucking dinner table, and yeah, it's a ride. Like, it's you can't teach that. Like, you have to go be in the studio and grind that shit to actually learn how to do it. There's no like book you can read to be like, oh cool, I have to respect his ideas. It's like, nah, you gotta go learn how to do that. it's been good. It's been fun. We have our stereotypical like studio moments, but I mean, it's a lot of just like, we love kind of what each other play, and we're kind of just sitting in the studio gassing everybody up like, yo, play your part really good, and I might be asleep on the couch, but like, I'm here.
Yeah, and like, has it always been that way? You know, like you know, some bands are like, it takes a while to form that connection. It sounds like you guys have, like, from what you told me about you guys forming, you've been close for a while, but do you remember like that build up to where you all could like gel into that one cohesive like unit, or like how'd that all go?
It was pretty quick.
Yes, I don't think it was like an aha moment about it either. There wasn't like some like, oh, we figured it out. Like, it's just been like a build up over time. Just like we say it all the time, but I'm like, I'm in a relationship with four other dudes. Like, you gotta learn each other. Eventually, you just like start reading each other's fucking minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just hanging out more and more and smelling each other in the fucking studio.
Exactly.
More and more. You're gonna get close. You're gonna figure it out.
I could go a little too small to get snippy at each other.
Right. Take a lap. Go think about it.
But if I could add this about just like the music I've been playing lately, like, I think it really helped me realize when we were in the studio for these past, well, 3 weeks ago, we were in it for 2 weeks. And I realized that like this album that we're making is really us like in our moment right now in our lives. So like, yeah, sure. There was a lot of stuff that like we didn't like or we cut out of the songs, but I'm happy to like to report my opinion that like these songs are a true like reflection of like who we all are and what we want to hear as well. Because like, I don't think we've ever written a song to where, like, we felt like we had to do that. Mm-hmm. It's always, like, commonplace. We've never tried to write. I mean, I guess we have tried to write, like, a hit. But we've never written a song that's like, oh, this is for, like, the fans. Like, it always starts with, like, do I want to sing this? And that's where it starts with.
You got to like it first.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and I
write a cliche song. Like, we want to like what we play, I guess.
Yeah, and that translating over to, like, the fans like it too, like, that has to be, like, a really cool moment, right?
For sure, yeah.
Just love right there, man. That's
yeah. Great. Yeah, because, like, I've been thinking about that lately, like from a fan perspective, it's like, you know, like, you like what you like, you don't like what you don't like, but, like, from the artist perspective, when they write something personal, because, like, every song you're right, you know, like, it's, I'd imagine it's a personal thing that you want to share with your fans, and that anticipation of it, like, really connecting with them. And some people don't give a fuck, like, and that's fine too. Like, you know, this is what I like, I'm going to put it out. But like, I'd imagine the result being like really positive reaction from the fans has to be like, okay, we did it kind of thing.
We're definitely aiming to appeal. So whenever it does appeal, we're like, oh, thank fucking God.
Well, we were talking about this the other day. I was like, I'd be making songs with friends one way or another. The fact that people are digging it the way that they are is like always going to be my book. For sure. Yeah,
absolutely. And do you guys find yourself when you're working on like the next single, or like you guys just said, like you're rounding out an album and everything. Do you find yourself or your writing or anything evolving over time? Do you feel that in the moment? Cause I feel, you know, obviously every artist band goes through that. And quite honestly, like, I think if a band isn't trying to take that next step and try something like new or try to progress in a way that's like, we like challenging themselves, I guess. Like, do you guys find yourself like doing that naturally, or is it like more of like, okay, we have to do this next. We have to do this next. Like, how does that kind of work through you guys' minds?
Just kind of like natural growth as we all like improve and refine together. I just play bass. But like,
we've all gotten better in our own ways art of songwriting. Like, we were all pretty passable at playing our instruments when we started this thing, but like, in our own right, individually, we've gotten better at songwriting, and then also together writing just good music. Like, we've grown so much in just that art of songwriting together as well.
100%. That's my favorite part of like up and coming bands and everything is watching them like really find their sound, like to where you could put on a song and not know who it is at first, and you're like, oh wait, that's Hang Your Hate, that's this band, that's that band, like that's like the coolest part, like from a fan perspective. So that's awesome. But I'd like to hit on your guys' live show because I haven't seen a live show yet. You guys are definitely on the list, and I've seen some videos and they look fucking intense in the best way possible. So I guess how would you guys, this is my favorite question to ask, how would you guys describe your own live show from your perspective?
Booty shaking chaos, man.
Booty shaking chaos.
You know, it's sometimes people are flying around. Sometimes emotions are flying around. Good time. I think we have like it's like our dream concerts are probably all different, but like we idolize, like I personally idolize like a lot of those like 2000s big rock concerts. Like I'm dying to have like pyrotechnics at the place. Like we want the drama, we want the showmanship, but it's like, it's a lot of fun. It's intimate. I love like Garrett definitely introduces like a hardcore show aspect of it, of like really involving the fans and really involving the crowd. And like, you know, the barrier's really invisible. And that's like, I think that's a huge step, but also being able to like step back and be like, hey, this is a slow song and it's a sad song. And like, we try not to be a jukebox and we try to play a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In my opinion, like when I was growing up and I was going to shows, I always wanted to be the kid that got on the stage and jumped off of it. And I wanted to crowd surf and be in the mosh pit and everything. And that's the kind of energy I always want to bring to Hang Your Hate shows, because like, this is one thing Luke said in a behind the scenes video a few years ago, but a lot of our concerts are kids' first time seeing a band ever. Right. And I love the fact that like, we have the opportunity to bring them to an environment to where they are like, yeah, this is okay to do. And I can like express myself. And also like on the other side of that, I like the balance that we bring live, because like, what Luke was saying, it's like we can go crazy, but we also have this part of us that like we're going to slow down and you're just going to stand there and watch the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just chaos, booty shaking chaos all the time, but it's, you know, there's a fine balance. But
intense, that's a good word. It's like comfortably intense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like on all of-
Yeah. And like you guys kind of put it the right way there. Like, I feel like there is at a live show, there is a balance there in the middle, like a line that if you walk, it's like the perfect live show. You got the guys who are just performers with no substance, and you got the guys on the other end that's just standing there, you know, like not, you know, not engaging the crowd kind of thing. So like, I think like you guys have been talking about, like finding that balance is like the golden ticket. And also as a fan, like if I stumble into a Hang Your Hate show, not knowing who you guys are, like the live show is the first impression. And that's what keeps fans coming back. That's what makes fans look you guys up on, you know, like Spotify, buying merch, like all of that. Like, I think that's like the most important part, honestly, of, you know, I don't know, the band's like whole jive, like it is the live show.
Right. Absolutely. I think we put a lot of thought to of like, you want to be a band that sounds good from the seats and from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's two completely different vibes, but like, we definitely invite that, where it's like, if you want to sit in the back and enjoy, you know, the views and enjoy the vibes, it's there. But it's like, if you want to throw down and get beat up in the pit, it's like, it's there. Like you can pick your vibe. So
right on. And we were talking about earlier about Silly Goose. Like I told them, I don't know if that was before or after I hit record, but anyway, I heard of Hang Your Hate through Silly Goose and like their music and everything. Have you guys like worked with them or toured with them or anything?
So no, we haven't toured with them, but
okay.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
You're good. You're good.
So yeah, we haven't toured with Silly Goose, but this was like almost 2 years ago at this point, but I saw that Silly Goose and Post Profit were coming to St. Louis and they didn't have an opening act. It was just like them two on this tour, right? And I was like, I'm going to hit up the venue and see if they need an opener. The venue didn't respond. And then I just like commented on their post, I think. And I was like, yo, let us open. And Post Profit was just like, bet. And then we got on the hill. And, but yeah, dude, that show was our very first St. Louis show. And it was so incredible because like for a long time, we were only playing Columbia. And that was our first time like kind of getting out of town, right? And then like we definitely got humbled by Jackson and the rest of Silly Goose's energy. Cause like, dude, they crank it all the way to fucking 11 every time.
It's crazy.
And yeah, but and then we got to gig with them again back in January when they were on that run with Jigsaw Youth and Dewflame. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pushing the Bad Behavior EP. But anyway, yeah, and you know, we don't really talk to them a lot, but like we're friendly over the phone and shit. And yeah, they're great guys.
Yeah, it's so cool to see, because I'm a rock guy, so like it's really cool to see like this new up and coming like community of rock bands and metal bands. And because you have the classic, you know, stupid ass saying rock's dead, it's like, well, no, it's not. Like example A, I'm talking to him right here, like there's, it's not dead. Like so it's cool to see like the coolness that everyone has with each other and more of the community aspect instead of like a competition kind of thing. Is that accurate? Is it more of like a community than the competition?
I'd say so. Yeah,
there,
sure.
You get both sides. There's still some sticklers out there, but like we play, I mean, it all evolves around love. Like, you know, there's a, we're playing music with our boys. Like there's nothing to love about that. There's also nothing to wish bad upon anybody else doing the same thing. Like, yeah. That's a really hard thing to for some people to swallow. It's like, that's not just another band. It's like, they're the exact same as you. It's like, right. But no, it's a lot of love, for sure.
Right on. There's a healthy balance of both, I think. That's awesome. And this is another very bland and general question, but have you guys had that oh shit moment yet? Like, holy shit, we're doing it, that kind of thing?
Oh shit, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think the big one for me was when we got to open for Saint Asonia and that the Blue Note here in Columbia. And you know, if you don't know, that is the original vocalist for 3 Days Grace, Adam Gontier, his band. And you know, there was a lot of hype leading up to it and everything, and we were all like, oh, are we gonna get to meet him? You know, maybe we'll see him and I'll back. Gonna go hard. Good. And you know, we had only played the Blue Note a couple of times, and that's pretty much our biggest venue here. And man, it was a lot of excitement leading up to it, and then being able to share the stage with such a huge group like that, you know, and people who have really inspired us. You know, a couple of us at least, we talked about it earlier, we all kind of come from different backgrounds and have weird outreaching influences, I would say. And that's a one that I think a lot of us can relate to just because we grew up on it. So yeah, it was full circle for sure.
Yep. Wow. That's fucking awesome. That's awesome. And like, that's another cool thing. And I could, from what I've seen, it looks like a lot of the, I guess you could call them older groups, or you know, like the ones from the last class, you could say, or like guys like that, like I feel like they're always pretty damn cool to like the up and coming rock bands. Like I feel like there's, just from what I've seen, I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure there's a healthy mix of both of them, but like it seems like for the most part, even they are like in on like the community thing, so that's pretty cool.
You got to talk to them before the stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us. Sorry.
Yeah, well, so yeah, so far in all my experiences with like bigger, larger than life personalities like that, they've all been super cool. But that show that Brent was just talking about with Saint Asonia, I walked out back behind the Blue Note stage. I don't remember what I was doing, but they were all back there getting ready to go on, and I was like, oh, yeah, crap. But it was just like I was just like starstruck, you know, and we had all been like talking before the show, like, what are we going to say if we get to meet him? What are we going to do? And I was like, oh, it'll be fine. He's just another guy, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, and my first thought was hockey. I know these guys like hockey. So we start talking about hockey. And like, I don't know, we talked for like 10 minutes and then I realized they were literally about to go on stage and start their set.
Yeah. Y'all
so
like, oh, you shit. Made them a couple minutes late.
I think I made them a couple minutes late to the stage.
Hell yeah, that's hilarious. That's awesome. Yeah, so I guess, guys, if you what you mentioned a new album in the works and everything, so I guess what can you guys tell us, like, what to expect from it, anything like that? Yeah, go to a damn show, everybody. I'm talking to myself, too. I need to go to the damn show, but hell yeah. Well, guys, thanks a lot for hopping on. This was a lot of fun. And but before you go, obviously, any show dates, any plugs, like social media, website, where everyone could find you, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so if you go on Instagram, look up Hang Your Hate Official. That's where you can pretty much find everything. We're on TikTok. You can find us at Hang Your Hate. Hang Your Hate on an X account that I do not use. Find us on Facebook, Hang Your Hate. Well, when it comes to dates, dude, honestly, like, we don't really tour because we're not at that stage yet in our band career, but we have dates. Like, if you go on our Bands in Town, you'll just see dates scattered throughout weekends, and, like, you know, there might be a Tuesday and they're in Columbia, like, something like that. It's all super random right now just because, like I said, we're not touring. But
so you got to go on YouTube and you got to type in Hang Your Hate. And you got to watch our music videos.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You type in Hang Your Hate. You type in Pity Party right after it.
Yes.
And enjoy the next.
And then you like it.
Four minutes.
You click on the playlist. Watch all of
them. Yeah.
Why would I ever leave you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Boys, this was a lot of fun. And thank you guys for hopping on. Everyone else, obviously, make sure to check out Hang Your Hate. Also, check out Rowdy Alternative, Rage Rowdy. We're everywhere. So Google us and we'll show up. So, guys, thanks a lot for hopping on. This is a lot of fun. We definitely got to do this again. Absolutely. And we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. My boots would look good on your bed. And I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Take you home tonight.